Hawkins, George Galnovich, and the superlatives and the superstars just keep on coming. None other than wrestling coach Steve Garland. Frank?
We're excited to have Coach Garland, the wrestling coach now for 9 seasons. He's a former UVA wrestler. And the Wahoos are now number 10 in the nation and bracing themselves for an epic arena next Monday night at 7 p.m. So, Coach, who was the masochist that lined up this Murderer's Row schedule?
Yeah.
Is that you?
I always joke with my assistants. I always say, geez, who's in charge of scheduling? not only we got Ohio State on the schedule, and they've got, an amazing roster lineup in the Southern Scuffle, which are literally the two toughest tournaments in the country. So, and Virginia Duels, which is the second toughest dual meet tournament in the country. So, other than that, we got nothing going on.
Well, nothing else. Coach must feel pretty secure in his job. He's not worried about scheduling the best.
Yeah, no cupcakes for Steve Garland.
That's right. 3, we beat all these teams, and a lot of good things happened, but I felt like we got too comfortable. I felt like by the time we got to the NCAA tournament, our program was almost satisfied, and I wanted to make sure that didn't happen again. I didn't want to make the same mistake twice, and I wanted them to understand that everything that happens in the regular season is just preparation. Way when the NCAA tournament heat comes, we've been there before.
Yeah, we need a little more hardware back in Charlottesville. Get the wrestling team a national championship to go along with soccer, lacrosse, and
tennis.
Yeah. Well, that'd be nice. I'll tell you what, that'd be pretty darn nice. Yeah.
All right, Coach, very interesting star there, currently ranked number 2 in the nation at 165. How do you find these wrestlers all over the place like that? And are there any top-notch wrestlers in the state of Virginia?
Sure, there's definitely top-notch wrestlers in the state of Virginia, but in terms of, you referenced Ohio, traditionally speaking, Ohio, 8 per weight class, times 10 weights, 80 kids. Ohio every single year that I can remember, Ohio and Pennsylvania for the past, 2 decades, Ohio and Pennsylvania has led the whole country. So I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but that would lead me to believe we probably need to recruit out of those 2 states, or the main areas we recruit out of. And so some of our best guys, George T. Camillo at 133, who's ranked 10th in the country right now. He's from Cleveland. And Nick Soldier, you mentioned, ranked number 2 in the country. He's also from Cleveland. So, and we got Gus Seiko from Cleveland, Ethan Hayes from Ohio, Joe Spisak from Pennsylvania, Zach Nye from Pennsylvania. So
that teams over the years, I'll say enough said about that from the standpoint of the state of Pennsylvania. But, Coach, we've had you on before, and I know you've been very proud of the academic achievements of your team. So speak a little bit about this year. Year's team from that standpoint.
Well, yeah, thank you for bringing that up. I'm constantly produced tons and tons of honor roll students and academic All-Americans and all ACC guys. I think one of the things that we're so proud of this year from this year's squad is we have 5 guys currently in higher education master's degree programs. So I'll count it like 20 or 22 different guys have gotten master's degrees since I got the job here in 06. So that's something we're extremely proud of because we feel like our kids are, and not only are they all graduating in 4 years, most of them are getting another advanced degree, a master's degree, in whatever field they're interested in, and so they have a foundation built. So, we feel like we're giving them a head start on life by helping them through that part of it.
Coach, besides the Ohio State match that's coming up at JPJ next Monday night, talk about the rest of the season as you head towards the ACC tournament, and you're going to face number 11 Pitt.
It's going to be an absolute grind, if I'm being honest. By God's grace, we'll have a team left by then. I mean, with as many injuries as we're already dealing with already, I'm trying to do the best I can to just hopefully keep everybody healthy. But I think in all seriousness, the reason why we did that is we just wanted to get, felt like by putting us through this grind, even though our record may not be as nice on paper and some guys may take losses and lumps here and there, the goal is that by the end of the year, we're battle-tested. I know it sounds cliche, but in our world, by the end of the year, my hope is that by the time they get through that gauntlet, when the ACC tournament comes and when the national tournament comes.
Which George Galnovich, just moments ago, both you guys have done such an outstanding job at the University of Virginia, both as wrestlers and soccer players, but also as coaches. And the university, I know, is very proud of the work that you've done. We will be following the team as you tackle Ohio State.
Yeah, you too.
All right, we're going to pivot from wrestling, which obviously is in capable hands with Steve Garland, who is one of the most dynamic folks I've ever met in college sports. I mean,
there's an enthusiasm and a passion that you get in his voice, and that that's what you love in coaches. That's undoubtedly the reason he has so much success in recruiting these kids, because he just conveys that energy and excitement about the Virginia wrestling program.
All right, I'm looking at some game time starts bouncing around here. ACC announced today that they put a six-day hold on what have already been announced. Virginia at Virginia Tech on Friday, November 28th. That's the day after Turkey Day. ESPN, 8 p.m. in Blakesburg. You know it's going to be cold.
8 p.m. in a chilly Lane Stadium down there, and maybe the Hoos will make it chilly for the Hokie Nation down there.
And find a way to beat the Miami Hurricanes by 1 point. Just give me one more point than the Hurricanes.
That's all it takes.
I think that they will beat Tech and finally break the curse. It's been since 2003, and enough said about that. We do know on Saturday, November 29th, Syracuse is at BC, NC State at North Carolina.
On Auburn over the weekend, so you know the Bulldogs are really good, but Georgia Tech, as we said, may be playing the best football, at least in the Coastal Division, even though Duke has the inside track. And it's interesting, that Wake Forest-Duke game, who would have thought
that would matter?
That would be the biggest game, potentially, of the final weekend of the season.
Well, not so fast. Actually, on Thursday, very interesting to me, apparently back in the 1880s, Duke and Carolina had a scuffle and both teams declared victory. And I haven't seen too many historical records on college teams where that exists.
So there's a dispute over the actual series record. Huh?
That is.
In the Wallace Wade Stadium on Thursday night and wins that game. So certainly Duke has to win Thursday to make their game against Wake Forest significant.
But, well, you know, every alumnus and every Georgia Tech player and coach and staffer and every student will be watching that UNC game Thursday, November 20th. Speaking of North Carolina, when is the NCAA?
Somebody and have some discussion. Interesting. Which one of the football players down there in North Carolina?
Tyreek Evans.
Is filing suit against North Carolina.
Oh, that's McAdoo.
McAdoo over denial of his educational opportunities or something. And
yeah.
Man, could that open a can of worms if that ever got going?
Well, we're not going to pick on the Tar Heels anymore, but let's face it, I think they might be better off that they Rawls stepping in nicely for Dr. Michael Wynn. So I think we have Gordy there. Gordy, are you on the line?
Here.
Very good. Listen, you are the man. We so appreciate the fact that you stepped up tonight as the pinch hitter.
A dependable Wahoo he is.
He is a reliable. And, you know, Gordy is well known around Central Virginia. You know, the UVA injury report, as we now know it from Florida State, the only thing that I observed during the Florida State game was that Brandon Phelps went back off the field, and it appeared that he injured his hamstring. Gordy, what do you know about hamstrings and this late in the year, can Brandon Phelps, the fourth-year
coach, have plagued speed-oriented athletes for years and years? And like anything else, they can come in various degrees.
Gordy, just describe, by the way, why I never had a hamstring problem.
Speed.
You, Jim?
He said the word speed.
I said you just described why I never had.
Your vision was acute.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Let's see. The hamstring is a muscle that really participates in the sprinters and rapid acceleration sports. Probably the most prone to hamstring injuries, but they can come in different degrees. You know, it's hard to tell by these injury reports whether he just, as you said, tweaked his hamstring. I think that's usually sort of a hopeful diagnosis, and true, somebody can have a little minor.
Gordy, the one thing, Virginia plays two night games this Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then the following Friday at 8. So both times, it's probably going to be chilly. I would think that with a hamstring problem, does that make it much worse?
I think so. Because the hamstring actually slows the leg down, so it's hard to conceive of that, but the faster you throw it forward when you're foot then is hitting the ground, the quicker the hamstring has to react and sort of slow the mechanics down. Hope he can get back, but it might be tough in 2 weeks.
They might have to hold him out to the Tech game and then use him sparingly when they can get him on the field. Gordy, last thought, in terms of what you do every week at Ortho Virginia, working with young men, high school.
We see a variety of fractures and, sometimes some tendon injuries. Something unusual that probably the average person hadn't heard of is something called a jersey finger. And obviously it's a football injury. It occurs when tendons, usually in the ring finger.
Hmm.
That's an unusual injury. We don't see it that often, but probably two or three a year, and requires a surgical repair. But luckily, most hand injuries are more minor cuts and minor fractures.
Pinch hitting tonight. You're clearly the Smokey Burgess of ortho pinch hitters. You know, call him on Christmas Day, he can go up there and get you a base hit. But at any rate,
we got to
have you back soon to get some Frank McHugh stories. Those are always interesting, but we're kind of out of time tonight. But we thank you for your visit.
Okay, guys.
Do a little prognosticating on the weekend's games up ahead. Stay with us.